maybe it's a not realistic thought to think that all our kids are ready to go from high school into something else. Maybe they just need some more time to put down some roots.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, it's another hot day here in Northern Indiana. It was steaming hot yesterday. It started out cool. It was raining, and my mom calls me, or I'm talking to her, and she's like, "It's hot here." And I'm like, "Oh, it's nice here." But man, that rain stopped, the sun came out, and it was blistering hot. So I was very thankful for air conditioning and civilization, and glad it wasn't like in the old days where we would just lay in bed at night, you know, with not a cover on, hoping that some little breeze would come in the screened windows. So it's good. We had a good 4th of July. Scott, did you do anything exciting?
We did. We made it to the fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. It was somewhat toned down compared to years past, though. I was surprised. I figured they'd be blowing them up even bigger again this year, but
it's a conspiracy, man.
I think it is. They didn't want us to have too much fun.
I don't know. I mean, I heard that they're like some places they're not having it because, you know, they're afraid it'll catch the woods on fire. And that may happen. I mean, I think it looks a lot scarier when they let those lanterns go up flying in the air that have a flame inside of them.
Actually, now that you mentioned that did kind of happen at our fireworks display that we went to.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I think one of the fireworks just shot off a direction it shouldn't have or something. I don't know. Something happened because as we were walking out, there was a fire off kind of near where they had been shooting them off. So, but they were, the fire trucks were all taking care of it, so.
Well, they were ready. Good. That's good. I mean, nothing says 4th of July like a 4-alarm fire.
Yes.
So, hey, Scott, we've got a special guest today. We have David Feister from a ministry called Planted. And I'm not going to give away much of his thunder, except that I met he and his wife in York, Pennsylvania at the CHAP homeschool convention. And Ashley said, "Hey, I saw you. I was there when we were at a camp in Wisconsin, Camp Forest Springs, also known as Forest Springs now." And she said, "My husband and I have started this new ministry." And as I talked to them and as I checked out their website and as I looked at some of their literature, I thought, you know, we ought to have them on and we could talk about this at this time, because I thought, you know, summer's a good time to think about maybe some opportunities for some of our children. So, David, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Todd.
Well, why don't we just start by telling us a little bit about yourself before I ask you about Planted, and then I'll ask you about that.
Sure. I grew up in Lancaster County and have lived all kinds of different places in Pennsylvania. So I went to college out in Western PA and then went to the other side of the state, Philadelphia, to go to seminary. Went to Westminster Theological Seminary. Met my wife there, who grew up in Belgium. She's a missionary kid. And she came to the States, did a program kind of similar to Planted out in Wisconsin, and had a really transformative experience there. Then she came to Philadelphia, went to Cairn University or Philadelphia Biblical University at that point. And we met in seminary and lived in Philly for a little over a decade. We have 5 kids who we are homeschooling. So I'm a smiling homeschool dad, most of the time at least. And we've been God's house on this journey of starting Planted for the past kind of 3 years-ish officially, though this has been something that we've talked about and dreamed about and prayed about for our whole marriage. And now we're here in Wellsboro, PA, which is north central PA, and that's where God's put planted. So,
well, before we go much further, we need to say what planted is, because I know they can't see you because this is all audio, but you've got the planted gear on. You got your shirt on. It's telling me that it's growing in grace and growing in or grounded in grace, growing in truth. What is planted and how did it come about?
Planted is a 1-year Bible training and discipleship program for young adults. It's what a lot of people would call a gap year. So a dedicated time between two stages of life, whether that's high school and college or high school and working, or maybe between college and working, or just a dedicated year to getting grounded in your faith and growing in your love and knowledge of God in that kind of 18 to 24 age range, at a time when students are going through that transition from living at home to being on their own, to really asking a lot of questions and needing to answer questions about their faith and what is my life going to be about. So it's in a lot of ways kind of a year of Bible school, but it's not just focused on the academic. There's work involved. There's a living in a small group community. So our program, Planted, has four core components, and those are biblical training, hands-on farming, outdoor adventure, and life skill development.
Well, you already kind of told us gap year can really be anything in that early adult stage, because I know some parents, their kids have been just sitting around and they're like, I need to have them do something. What brought you to that point where you thought, oh, we need to do something like this?
Yeah, good question. I think it started, as I mentioned, the experience that my wife had at a program called Wisconsin Wilderness Campus, which was connected to Philadelphia Biblical University. And, you know, that just had such an impact on her as a missionary kid, you know, coming back to the States for the first time on her own. And living, learning, working with a small group of students was really a great experience for her. And there are other programs around like that, but you lose something if you just double, triple the size of them. And so really, if that is something that is valuable and is needed in our context today, then at some point we need believers to start other programs like that, because the small group context is something that's really core to what they are and the benefit that they have. Then a couple other convictions, I think, spurred us on this direction. One is that, yeah, there is real value, we believe, in dedicating time to digging deeper into God's word. And the way that I did that by going to a 4-year Bible college isn't going to be the best fit for every graduating high schooler. 4 years of college is not necessarily the path that God has for everybody. So for those who are not so sure that they want to do that, or maybe they probably don't want to do that, how can they gain the benefit of some dedicated time studying God's word? And doing that in person and doing that with other students, not just taking an online class or something. So that was one kind of reason that we felt God stirring in our hearts to start something like Planted. Another one is that there is so much value in studying God's word in the context of God's creation. How do we bring those two together? So scripture talks about how God speaks to us in his word and he speaks to us in the things that he's made. Romans 1 talks about that, right? Since the beginning of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen in the things that have been made. So what does it look like to bring those together, to study God's word and to do so being in and exploring God's creation? And that's also something that a college is not really well equipped to do, where most of your learning is happening in the classroom. But a gap year is really uniquely situated to do that, to bring those two together. And And our gap year is located, you know, here on a camp in the mountains of Pennsylvania. We're very ideally suited to bring together a study of God's word with time in his creation, experiencing these images, whether in farming or outside in the woods and the mountains, bringing these images that God has built into creation to illustrate who he is, to do that and to not just do it in a brief, you know, 1 week camping experience, but to do it in a full, you know, 9 month program.
So say a child, I guess a young adult, takes advantage of your camp, of your program. What's it going to look like? So they show up, what's the campus like, I guess the camp like, and then what might their week look like or their day look like?
Yeah. So I can describe our camp quick. So we're here in Wellsboro, which is North Central PA, close to the New York border. We're right in the midst of the endless mountains near the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon. And our camp has an incredible location. We're here on top of a mountain. The camp kind of stretches down the mountain as you look out and see the valley below. So this is where the students are living. This is where they're learning, taking their classes. This is where they're doing the farm work on the small farm that we have there on the hill. And a typical week looks like each day we have a couple hours of class, of Bible class. Each week is a different Bible class taught by a different visiting instructor who comes and spends that week with us. Mm-hmm. Then built into each day is some time doing the farm chores and some work on the farm, some chores around camp.
And what might that look like? I mean, I think of farms like in where you're talking, like you talk about on a hill. This is not necessarily like, you know, you're driving combines around. It's more hands-on, correct?
Yeah. So it's definitely a small-scale farm that the goal is not to create, kind of train you to be a commercial farmer.
Right.
You know, maybe a couple students will really get a hankering for the farming piece and want to do more of that. But our goal is primarily a discipleship one. It's to get students exposed to all this imagery that's in Scripture, that all this agricultural imagery all throughout Scripture that we as a culture don't understand as tangibly anymore because we don't live in an agrarian context. And so our goal has been to develop really a lot of different farming experiences that students will enjoy. So we have a garden, we are wanting to plant an orchard, and then we have lots of different kinds of animals. So some milking goats, some sheep, some beef cattle, some chickens, some pigs. And the students are the ones, you know, taking care of those animals and taking care of the garden and just leaning into different aspects of the agricultural calendar.
And so your student who would attend, I mean, they're going to work, they're going to get up close and personal with some animals as well.
Yep, that's right. They're going to be there when animals are born. They're going to be there when we are butchering and processing and preserving those animals too. And just seeing what Scripture, how God describes himself as a farmer and how he describes his relationship with his people.
Well, once they get there too, what size of group are you thinking that they're going to, you keep talking about small and personal. Is this, you know, 20 people? Is this 10 people? Is this somewhere in between?
Yeah. So we will never, our desire is to never get above 20 students. That's about what we have housing capacity for. Because this program is just at its beginning, the numbers will be much smaller initially. So this coming year, we are hoping for about 5 to 6 students. We have about 3 to 4 right now signed up. And so in these initial years, we anticipate even fewer students and a closer, more intimate feel.
Exactly. So they're going to make some good friends. When does the program begin?
The program begins at the end of August and goes until mid-May.
So kind of a school year program. Well, I know dads are going to ask, what does this thing cost? What's it going to cost me?
Yes. Well, good question. So our cost right now is $12,000 for the year. And that includes tuition, room and board, trips, pretty much everything. So that cost is all included.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's a good price. I mean, you've broken it down to tuition being about $4,700, room and board, $4,500, and the trips and the activity fees in there as well. So you are going to take trips. Like, what kind of trips would you be taking?
Yeah. So most of our trips will be outdoor adventure trips, again, designed to get students out into God's creation and a little bit outside of their comfort zone. There's a lot of discipleship can happen in those contexts. So things like backpacking trips and canoeing trips and some mountain climbing or whitewater rafting, different trips like that, mostly in our kind of PA, you know, New York, Virginia region, and, you know, led by staff members or visiting instructors.
So, David, you know, I know that we've got a lot of dads listening, and who would you say your ideal customer, maybe that's not the right word, but the child who would take advantage of this? I mean, as a dad, what should I be looking for, or maybe not looking for? You know, who are you thinking, or maybe help me decide if maybe this is something maybe my son or daughter should look into?
Yeah, you know, I think the key criteria is that this is for students who want to be there. This is for a student who wants to grow in their faith, who wants to get
grounded. So this is not like the parent who wants to send their kid to boarding school for a year to straighten them out.
Right. This is too short. Even though it's a long time, it's too short of a time to need to first convince the student that they actually want to be there. And because of the small group nature, the students themselves they're a big piece of creating the atmosphere and making the program a success. So we do want students who want to be here, who want to grow. This is for students who are believers in Christ, who want to be discipled. But beyond that core fit, that core spiritual fit, so to speak, I think students could look really different. And I hope that they will, because I think that'll bring a lot of value to the program as well. So, you know, maybe there's a student who says, I'm not an academic kind of person. I don't think I want to go to a four-year college, but I do want to grow in my faith. I'm asking a lot of questions right now about who I am, who God is, and I want to answer them from scripture. Yeah, this could be a great program for someone who maybe doesn't think about themselves as a college student. Or maybe there's a student who is pretty sure they want to go to college, but the thought of kind of being in a classroom all the time is a little bit suffocating. And the thought of getting to take Bible classes, you know, and do a lot outdoors and do a lot hands-on and then go on to college afterwards sounds really attractive. And then maybe some students really just don't know what they want to do. And they just have a lot of different interests. And the thought of making a decision right after high school about what they're going to do the rest of their life seems really daunting and really overwhelming. And maybe a program like Planted Before, just even to help them get to know themselves a little better and live on their own for a little bit, sounds really attractive. So, you know, those students with those different, in those different positions will complement each other and bring a lot to the program.
Well, if they want to find out more about Planted, how can they do that?
Yeah, so the best place to find out more information is our website, www.plantedgapyear.org, plantedgapyear.org. And it's pretty easy to find my contact information on the website as well. So I'd love to have you shoot me an email or give me a call and reach out and ask more questions. We're happy to have students and families visit, see the camp. I'm convinced that anyone who visits will fall in love with the location. So come and visit for sure.
Well, hey, David, thanks for joining us. I hope that some of the dads will check you out and maybe find a good place to help their child get firmly planted. So thanks for joining us. I hope you have a great first. This is really kind of your first year starting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. This is our first year with
students. So that's a biggie. That's a biggie. So what a great time to be one of those early campers that has their picture on the wall so they can look back 30 years later, 50 years later, and they go, that was me when I came, you know? So that's awesome. That's awesome. That's right. Well, thanks for taking time, David. And I hope it was a great year and we'll have to do this again.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Todd. Appreciate it.
Well, Scott, you know, I don't know. I really don't like the word gap year because gap year says, you know, this is something that is filler. I wish we could think of a better thing, but maybe it's just, maybe it's a not realistic thought to think that all our kids are ready to go from high school into something else. Maybe they just need some more time to put down some roots. And planted sounds like it could be one of those things that might be just right for your child. I think, you know, to be surrounded by other kids your age, to have instruction and to have people maybe other than your voice reminding them how much they're loved by God and that they can stand firm in his word. Because I'll tell you, I know you know this, Scott, but our young people are struggling in believing what they believe. I get emails all the time of dads whose hearts are broken, whose children have walked away because they surrounded themselves with other people who didn't believe what they believed. They didn't know how to stand in that. They caved, and now they're traveling down a path that leads to heartache. And again, this might be a place that you might consider. So check it out, plantedgapyear.org. Well, Dad, we're out of time. I hope you're still enjoying summer. I always kind of get this feeling like 4th of July means like we've gone over the hump. Don't feel that way. We still got plenty of summer left. Plenty of stuff to do. Maybe you have in the past, we've talked about a summer bucket list. I know I'd still like to do some things with my kids and plan to do some things with my kids, but it's not going to happen if you don't make it happen. So, Dad, don't grow weary in what you're doing. Stay in there, stay cool, and don't forget, you to Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Stand up. You may think it's hard to think the way I am, but it's a godly thing to be a family man. A family man.
In York, Pennsylvania.
Ah, what did I do? Hold on, Todd. Wait a second. I muted you. Stop. Hold on.
Am I unmuted?
Yeah, somehow I unmuted both
of you. I know. I saw like the host muted you.
I was trying to mute myself.
What is that? I don't do this. Like, I have never been muted before. It felt like a power move.
I'm so sorry.
Are you
I was trying to mute myself. Man, I'm tired. Sorry, dude.
We were just talking prior to the show about how if we say something, he can take it out. And it's like now he's preempting things that I might say. Todd might say something offensive here. I'm going to mute him.
All right. Start that part.
We've come a long way.